And we are back, and we are still doing this week six, y'all. What is up? This past week, Ash and I actually kind of had, it was tough. We were like calling each other like, I hate this, blah, 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 blah. But we made it through, and we learned a lot. And I would say overall, we're so, so, so happy we're still doing this, going strong. Ashley has some really big news going on in her life, which she plays under like it's not a big deal, but it's a huge deal. Here we are, week six. Enjoy, babes.
And zero food.
I know. I do the same exact thing. And then, but now, so I can't do it as well as I could. I can't run an empty as well as I could when I was drinking, like having drinks every night to calm down. Yeah, now I actually like feel tired all the time. And I'm like, no, I can't do it. I'm still overbooking. I'm tired all the time. But
yawning.
But doing less. So that's good.
That is good. I'm doing the opposite. I just feel like I don't know, maybe because I was bored or like have spent so much time at happy hour with friends or not, I don't know, working on myself. Now it's like overload.
Yeah, I know. But also I must say, as somebody watching you, you are like in your stride, thriving at work right now. You were like in this peak moment. You haven't even peaked yet. But I'm saying is like, you're like in it. Like I look at you and I'm like, you care so much more than I do right now. Work is such a hassle to me.
We care about different things. You say you work on content and video, which is great. That's what I should be doing. And I'm like,
I don't even work on regardless. Yes. Content. Yeah.
We're both doing our jobs. It's just like I stress myself out. Like I always feel like I'm not doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say from the outside in, it looks like I'm like doing well. And I'm like, to me, I'm like, I can do more. I could do better. Blah, blah, blah. And that's another thing I need to learn. Like, just chill out. It's fine. I get up and show up every day. And make fun of Big Dave, and it's great.
I honestly have to be honest with you about it. Like, I don't know what to say about that. I am the same exact way, and I don't know. Every day I go to bed thinking, I didn't do enough today. I didn't do enough. Even when I go home, like, I don't even relax. I go home, and I watch Joe Rogan, and I watch comedians, and I just listen, and I try to get, because I'm trying to do the stand-up thing for tomorrow. And
oh,
like,
fun. That's exciting.
It is wonderful. All these great things are coming back into my world that I'm really excited about.
Yay.
But I haven't done stand-up in 2 years, so I'm really nervous about it. And I never thought I was that good at stand-up anyway.
It's like riding a bike, isn't it?
No. No, it's really not. But I've been, like, funny for 2 years. But so anyway, funny. So last night, I'm watching a bunch of Joe Rogan and all this stuff, and then I watched Chris Rock, one of his old specials from a long time ago.
Heck yeah.
And he says in it, there are differences between having a job and having a career. When you have a job, you go to bed, you aren't even thinking about work the next day. When you have a career, you go to bed every day thinking that you didn't do enough, and then the next day you're like, I'm behind. Yeah, I think the point of it was, on your career, when you have a career, you never think you're doing enough. Because there's always more to be done. There's always more to grow. There's always more to build. When you have a job, you're just like, when do I get out of here? When can I show up as late as possible without getting in trouble? You know? You got a career, girl. That's just how it's always going to be.
Oh, my gosh. It's a lot. And I don't even understand how I was doing this last year, hungover or slightly still intoxicated.
No, your standards were incredibly lower, and you got overwhelmed way easier. So you just did less, but still thought that you were doing a lot.
So weird.
Yeah.
I'm glad I have you to bounce this, like, to talk to about this, because...
Same.
Some days, like, I can be like, oh my God, I'm not drinking, and I'm losing weight, and life is great. And some days I do feel that way. And then other days I'm like, I'm not at my goal yet. I have, like I said, I haven't done enough. I just feel like I'm complaining now. But I guess it's just a roller coaster.
It is a roller coaster. I recently, this past week, I hurt my ankle still.
Oh, no.
Today was the first day I got to do some, I did like a little HIIT workout on it. It's been miserable. I have been...
I saw you working out in your boot, I'm pretty sure.
I know. For a workout video for work, which are like, I did not barely do anything. That was more entertaining. Usually on those things, I do really hustle, but I couldn't.
Side note, your mom looked super cute, by the way, in her pink outfit.
Didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Glowing.
She was
so cute.
She was adorable. She loved it so much.
But I'm also like, there's Natalie working out in a workout.
No, I was just standing there bending my knees. That's like nothing. But I would say I've been having a really hard time as well. I feel like I'm approaching everything differently. I'm scattered. I have like 22 different projects I'm working on. But still, as you were just talking about before we turned on the mics, my show is like never the first priority. And so recently, this morning, I had this feeling when I was washing the or vacuuming the floor, that if I make that a priority, everything else will fall into place. Mm-hmm. Because what makes me really anxious is feeling behind on my show all the time while I'm doing all of this other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because also, but at the same time, like, the social media and all the videos and stuff is important. But at least for me, the show content always comes second fiddle. It comes the last. And it's not good.
And you're recognizing that. Yeah. And so is that. I was like, I need to be more present at literally everything I'm doing. Like, if I'm at work from 5 to 10, that's not that long. I need to be present and be there and be focused and not be like, okay, what am I doing at 10:01? What's scheduled? What's planned? Where do I need to be? Is my car going to be warmed up? Do I need food along the way? Probably. But it's just, I don't know. And I've never thought this way before because it's just, I've never really cared about stuff. I just fumble through life and now I'm like prioritizing stuff. So I guess it's growth and I guess it's like growing pain.
It is.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
Is what I am stating right now. Because I know we can come in here every week and be like, we're alcohol free and life is great. But today I'm like.
Same.
Oh my God.
I'm the exact same. And Ash, you are doing great, and these priorities and stuff, like, doing yoga really helps being present.
Oh, gosh, I'm so still not struggle doing that.
I know, I struggle with the same thing. For instance, I have now decided, and at work, usually at work, I sit in front of a computer on the mic, and I have my planner open in front of me, and I have my phone next to me, and I have, like, five different social medias going at the same time and all this stuff, right?
Yes.
So recently, I have made a vow to not open my, take my Apple Watch off, mm-hmm. put my phone down away from my perif, and turn Facebook off, and I turn my email off and put my calendar away and just focus on the show, and it makes a world of difference. Because when you're in the show, that's all that matters. And Patty got mad at me yesterday because she's our boss, because I didn't answer an email yesterday last week. In like the amount of time she wanted me to. And I just said, I'm sorry, my new priorities for the show are, like, I'm not doing that. I don't look at my email when I'm working.
There's a window.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry. It took too long to respond. I'm like, I was focusing on being funny.
Yeah.
You know? And all I can say is that has really helped.
Okay.
That has really, really helped. Because those things aren't important. If you come in, like, what's more important is you listening to everyone in the moment mm-hmm. and responding to it.
It's just about being in the moment. And not letting your, even I'm scared because I know that I've tried yoga mm-hmm. and I know it's a practice and that's why it's called a practice because you literally have to get better at it and keep trying. It's like if I do all that and put my phone away and blah, 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 my mind just wanders right off.
Well, that's why it's a practice.
I'll talk myself into 8 scenarios that haven't even happened yet. Is that called anxiety?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a practice, girl. You can do it.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah, girl.
Just breathe.
But let me tell you that I don't meditate as much as I should, but I do when I do yoga and stuff, and I'm still in the same boat. So there's still, like,
it just takes time.
Yeah, I guess. We really just got to be strict about prioritizing and stuff. I'm really bad at it. This past week has been tough. I've definitely had days of, like, F this. I'm just going to have a drink. I've been really, my goal for last week was nutrition mm-hmm. and really focusing on my diet. It definitely small baby steps. I am feeling what everyone talks about during life changes of baby steps. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, wooey. Mm-hmm. Definitely ate a bunch of cookies this past week. Maybe 4 pounds of cookies since I've seen you last.
Stop it.
But, you know, I'm having so much anxiety because I'm gaining weight, and I cannot stand that. Like, that gives me more anxiety than anything. It makes me want to cry all the time.
I roll my eyes because I still see you in a sports bra and yoga pants looking fire on Instagram over the weekend.
Yeah, that was one of those.
I'm like, oh my God, she's so cute.
You know how you have like one of those moments you're like, wow, that angle looks way better.
Stop it. You're allowed to eat. I maybe get it under control with the 4 pounds of cookies, but girl, enjoy those cookies.
That was an exaggeration.
It's so funny. I can sit here and tear myself down and build you up, and that just because I see what you're doing and how far you've come. So for you to be like, I had cookies, I'm like, so what?
I know.
Eat them.
But I don't.
You're doing great.
I know, but what I don't like is the crippling factor of eating too. So now that I have no way to relieve stress, it's like.
I get it. I get that.
Eating at work. I eat so much crap when I'm here because I'm like, I'll get frustrated. I'll get mad. And I'm like, I never
I have a healthy cookie recipe. Haven't tried it yet, but I can give it to you.
Oh, what is it?
I just got it yesterday. I don't know. I didn't read it yet.
Oh, here's a good one. Bananas, oatmeal, and like cinnamon. That's really good too. Bake them. Huh. Delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, how about you bake some and bring me a small sample?
I will.
Yay.
They're so good. It's just like eating a bowl of
oatmeal. I didn't know if that would work.
Yeah, totally did. I love making cookies. They're like my favorite thing
to
do.
And that's, it'll benefit you because then you'll have those in the house instead.
Mm.
Feed me, benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
Win-win.
Damn. Well, so what else is going on in your world? How else is it going? I sent you an email, a text yesterday that was like, I want to call you and cry because I hate everything in the world and I want to start drinking again, but I won't.
Yeah. So at this point, I just can't even imagine throwing alcohol into this mix right here. Like, if I have to be completely transparent, which I, no problem being, it just doesn't fit right now. With anything I'm doing, I still want to lose 5 to 7 more pounds. I still know that I need to drink a heck of a lot more water than I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm still constantly tired. So that is not going to help me. It doesn't fit with where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know me, I'm 40 places at one time.
Do you know what? Yes. And what, you know, it's making me think is like, I was having this moment this morning is as much as I hated being injured this past week with my ankle. I keep saying that I'm gonna slow down and I'm gonna slow down, and the moment that I can go 100, I go 110. And this past week, I actually really did kind of not do anything, and it put more emphasis on the other stuff that was more important, like nutrition and work or whatever. Just gave me some perspective, and I'm just saying, and like, I don't really know exactly what I was saying there, except for you can slow down. You can do it. It's only a good thing to listen to yourself. If your body is telling you to like that you need to take a rest, mm-hmm. take a rest.
I know.
You can do it. Maybe that should be your goal for next week.
I take a rest, but I have to pack up my whole house and move. And also, like when I do take a rest, in my mind, I'm like, you shouldn't be laying here. You're laying here for way too long. You've just laid here for 2.5 hours. Get up. Get up. You have so much to do.
Well, like what things do you want to be doing?
I don't know. Reorganizing, like you should see me packing to move right now. Just imagine, it's just a disaster.
Do you need some help?
I've got help coming today, luckily.
Okay.
Ashley Hensman's coming. She has a Facebook page, The Life Less Cluttered.
Oh.
So, yes. So she's coming to save my life. Thank God. But I don't know. I'm not good at slowing down. And then when I finally do slow down, my mind doesn't slow down, and then it tells me that I need to keep doing more. It sucks.
I know. You're doing a great job, though.
Thank you. And keep I don't know. Going. I'm overwhelmed. It's just like lots of changes are overwhelming, too. Like,
yeah, like
I've got this new relationship with Nick. It's going really good. I'm going to move in with him. That's how good it's going.
That is huge.
Girl. Super stressed out. I'm leaving the she shed. I've been there for 2 years.
Oh, my God. I kind of want to move in there.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
I'll tell you the Duke Energy bill later. Whew, doesn't hold heat. So that's another thing. I got to, like, cancel, like, all my stuff. I got to cancel, you know, Duke and my internet and blah, 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 whatever. And then I'm also going to buy a car. So I'm freaking out about buying a car because I've never made a major purchase.
That's exciting. Major purchases are exciting. Elevate. You're leveling up for real, for real.
Oh, my God. I love your mentality. Can I please have it?
Yes.
Because I'm like, oh, my God, this is a big decision. Is it the right one? Is it the right one? I don't know. Let's overthink this for 43 days.
Well, the good thing about it is if it's not the right one, you can just take it back. Nothing is forever. You can change it.
You can just take it back?
Yeah. I mean, you don't, like, you can make it work. You can always make it work.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, you can just always change it. Like, I would say the only thing that's permanent are tattoos, but those aren't even permanent anymore.
No, you can.
Like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. You're in control of your own will. If you get the car and you don't like it, take it back.
Oh, it's going to be badass.
Take it back. I know it is going to be badass. I love that you're buying it from Woody Sander Ford, by the way. Woody's my grandpa.
Oh, that's awesome.
I just want to give him a shout out on here and say I think it's so cool.
Oh, I'm super excited, but just super nervous. Lots of changes. I just need to breathe, and that's it. I just got to breathe through it because it's all happening.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Natalie. You really talked me through this.
Did you make your vision board?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I. Either did I. But I must say, I have been I journal in like different things. I have this one app that I really like log my meals in and do everything with. And
what's it called?
It's called Recovery Road. It's okay. For like eating disorders, but it's just really good. It gives so many options on, like, it has like a whole. It's really cool.
Okay,
you know, Not to say that I have like a thriving eating disorder, but it's just like the way I found
the layout.
Yeah. The way that it works is just, it could be for someone who's in recovery and someone who's not. You're just like tracking your meals because there's a whole whole journal component of it. Mm-hmm. And then you write what you've eaten, what you've drank. You give yourself motivational tips, all this stuff. It's great. And I went through this morning and I was reading journals that I had written that are like three sentences long from October, November, and December. And like, I don't even know who that girl is anymore.
Wow.
And it gave me so much hope and strength. It was like, oh, we are doing this. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll keep freaking doing it. All right.
Yes. And I know we've talked about like looking at past pictures and being like, oh my God, I look so hungover or tired.
Oh my God.
It's like, who is that person?
Yeah.
Okay.
For real.
Okay. I have some motivation right now. We are going in the right direction.
We really are. This is just part of it, you know?
Ugh, I hate this part.
I know. And you know what else? Maybe I've like read or I see posts, read books or articles and seen posts of other people like talking about going through this process. And I'm always like, ugh, oh my God, shut up. No one cares about your feelings. No one cares about your path or your journey. Like, you are so annoying. And then here I am like, oh my God, listen, day 44. But I'm honestly like, so I really am so proud of us and so proud of myself. And it's just like dealing with life now, actually.
It's a lot to deal with.
It doesn't suck. It's just like a lot to deal with.
It's sober. It's a new world.
Yeah. I didn't realize that like just having a couple drinks every day or every most days played such a huge effect. Mm-hmm. Now it's such a difference. Dear Lord.
Well, I'm going to tell you. So I wish I could focus on resting, but that is not in the cards at this point.
You do you, girl.
I'm going to focus on being present in the moment and maybe take your advice on like just not scrolling and not looking at email and just literally wherever I'm at, just fully be there.
Yeah. The scrolling is BS anyway, because when you're scrolling and you're responding to stuff while you're on air or doing something else, mm-hmm. you're not really present in that either.
No.
You know, that can all wait. Give yourself the time to like post while you get your post done, put your phone down, respond to everybody at 11 every day or whatever time you can.
Yeah.
But like, it'll make your moments so much better. I have found that I like my job so much more now. I'm better at it and I get funnier. For instance, yesterday when I sent you that text when I was on air, I was about to have a nervous breakdown.
I know. I was trying to talk you off an edge through text. It's
ooh,
kind of hard.
I've been having moments like that a lot, actually, of like, I think I'm going to quit my job and I'm having a midlife crisis. I like, I don't like anything about life at all.
But that could also be called PMS.
Yes. Second guessing everything I post, which social media is already a struggle for me and it's our jobs and it's just, I'm always yelling. My boss and I are always at each other's throats about it. But I must say thank you very much, because after you took me off the ledge, I had the most amazing rest of the show and was really, really hilarious. And I haven't like felt funny in my skin like since I started this in December. Not kidding.
That makes me so happy. And then, 'cause I know that you were not very happy when I was texting you.
No. Not at all.
I was like scared. I'm like, oh gosh, she gonna go off today.
I was like, I just want to let cry. I had everything so much. And I'm the same as like, I'll get so overwhelmed and be like, okay, on Saturday, I'm not going to do anything. And then I'll schedule nothing for Saturday. And I'm like, I hate this so much. And then I'll do 87 things.
I totally get it.
You know, so.
What's your goal for the next week?
To get up, to start my morning routine and stick to my morning routine every day and get an exercise in within like the first hour of being awake. Like I have my like list of like four things I do. And during the summertime and in months past, I would like my fifth thing was get out the door as soon as possible every morning and get your steps in. Just like, I need to get out. I need to open my mind, be one with the world and nature and stuff.
Yeah.
But since it's been cold, I've been mm-hmm. really lazy about it.
Well, I'm glad you're not forcing yourself in cold, because it is frigid.
It is, but also it's good for my mental health to get up. So that is it. And what about you?
I'm just going to be present in the moment.
You got it, girl.
Yes.
Congratulations. You got this. We did it. What day are you? What day is this?
I'm like over 5 weeks.
Same. I don't even know. I think I'm on day 45 or something.
Hell
like
yeah.
Like that?
Yes.
Longest I've ever gone in my entire life. So, cheers! Of not drinking and not smoking.
Woohoo! So,
love you, girl. See you next week.